I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. DeKalb County is considering changes to the way it handles punishment for possession of small amounts of marijuana. Currently, anyone in the county caught with marijuana is subject to fines and jail time. But CBS 46 reports that DeKalb Commissioner Jeff Rader is petitioning the state to allow counties to make up their own rules concerning the drug. Rader is pushing to change possession of marijuana into a non-criminal offense, where violators are only required to pay a small fine. The city of Atlanta decriminalized marijuana last October. Before any changes can be made in DeKalb, the proposal must be approved by the General Assembly. Metro Atlanta had a record number of people employed last year. State Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says nearly 2.8 million people with jobs lowered the unemployment rate by almost 1%. Most industries added jobs in Atlanta in 2017, except manufacturing. The unemployment rate nationwide and in Georgia is just over 4%. Officials at Ebenezer Baptist Church say a campaign ad created by Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Evans was filmed without their approval. The campaign's now-deleted Instagram video featured shots of Evans clapping at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Service inside the church, along with an image of the slain civil rights leader and the slogan, "Bringing Hope Back to Georgia." Evans, who is white, received backlash from critics who saw the video as an attempt to appropriate King's legacy. In a statement, the church says that Evans was not authorized to film an ad during the event. Federal regulations prohibit churches and other charitable organizations from endorsing political candidates. The Evans campaign has since deleted that ad. A movie based on the heroic actions of a Decatur bookkeeper who stopped a school shooting in 2013 is debuting this weekend on TV. The film is called Faith Under Fire. It tells the true story of Antoinette Tough, who was working in the front office of the Ronald E. McNair Discovery Learning Academy when Michael Hill stormed in with an AK-47 assault rifle and 500 rounds of ammunition. While on the phone with police, Tuff calmed Hill down by talking to him. Hill has a history of mental illness. In the movie, 7-time Grammy Award winner Toni Braxton portrays Tuff.
I'm going to take care of this boy. This is Antoinette Tough. Sometimes on purpose and like... just a surrender.
Tuff helped Hill surrender to police. More than 800 students and 100 employees were at the school that day. No one was injured. Faith Under Fire debuts tomorrow night on Lifetime Television. Also, a short film about Tuff's story titled DeKalb Elementary was nominated for an Oscar this week. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.